All right. Also on the show, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Esmeralda is on a diet of mud and kale, and that's all she can eat, and some twigs. So she's on a cleanse or a diet of, I don't know, a fast. Esmeralda, what is it? It's a fast.
It's called. It's not a fast. if a fast is eating no sugar or dairy.
Okay,
or,
then for me, that's a fast.
It's called Whole 30.
Whole 30.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have five eating habits to stick with in 2017, according to a dietitian. We'll see if that applies to your 30-30.
Probably.
All right. It's all... In the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
All right.
Hey, if Esmeralda gets weak or dizzy or anything, I got a ham sandwich in here.
Oh, and you can't.
I can't eat that.
You can't eat a ham sandwich?
Just in case, just saying.
Because there's sugar in the ham, most likely.
And there's bread, and you can't have bread.
Mm-hmm.
If start feeling faint.
Yeah.
Eat.
If you're getting tired of leaves and twigs and mud, then, you know, there's some ham. There's ham here, which is, you know.
Pig meat.
Food of the gods.
Yeah.
All right. And then Esmeralda is in her traffic hut eating twigs. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi. I'm having an egg salad. Egg salad in a egg. In an egg.
What?
In a
How the hell does that work?
Oh, boy.
How does
egg
that
salad
work?
In a green pepper.
Oh, in a green pepper?
Yes.
Is it raw?
Yes.
The green pepper is raw, so you're using it as a bowl.
Yes.
Will you eat the green pepper when you're done?
Yeah, I'm using it as a spoon. So I'm cutting like, it's almost like a taco salad-like
so
situation.
So you're scooping up the, I gotcha.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Cutting it from the sides and then scooping the egg salad onto it.
Did we mention there's a ham sandwich in the newsroom?
What, you don't like egg salad?
No, I love egg salad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do. I love egg salad. All right. So what, so that wouldn't, and you made your own mayo, right?
Mm-hmm. I was so proud of myself.
Well, it's...
And I have pesto that I made with celery and carrot sticks to dip.
Man, that's exciting.
What? You leave my pesto alone.
No, did you... Wait, what did you use for is it... What did you use? Basil?
Basil and spinach.
Basil and spinach.
Pistachios.
Oh, you went pistachios.
Yes, that's what I had on hand.
Fancy. I don't think I've ever had pistachios... In a pesto.
It doesn't taste that much different.
I don't really think I've ever...
The basil kind of really just takes it over.
Well, sure. I don't think I've ever really strayed from pine nuts.
They're too expensive.
Yeah. I don't know.
I usually use almonds or walnuts.
Mm. I've had almonds, yes. I'm trying to think. But most of the time, it was whenever I made pesto, it was pine nuts. So... And we had a lot of when Heather and I were together, and you know we had our little garden on the back porch. We had to use all the basil because it was growing like crazy, and it was the only thing that the idiot squirrels weren't eating. Moron squirrels would come up and just devour. They didn't like basil. These idiots.
They have, you know, very sensitive palates.
Morons. I learned to hate. When we had that little garden on the back porch, we were living on the third floor in this building, and they would fly off of, like, the damn squirrels would fly off of, like, a telephone pole.
You should have put, like, chicken right wire or something around
Well,
it.
Yeah, we would try, but we had a small, it was like a massive, you know, garden or anything. But they'd come in, and we'd walk outside, tomatoes gone, destroyed, like, half eaten. Like, thanks, I appreciate that. You little morons. So anyway, well, enjoy your fast.
It's not fast.
If you,
I had for my first dinner, as I call it, I had a roasted chicken breast with roasted potatoes and a cabbage slaw.
That sounds good.
With a red pepper mayo sauce. There.
All right.
It's not a fast.
All right.
I think I have to keep defending it with the things that I'm eating.
No, that all sounds very good. Not quite as good as a ham sandwich.
There was some dirt in there, but that's
you know. That was that's part of your
just a little bit
diet.
Of dirt.
Just got
nutrients.
Some
it's got new dirt, minerals,
and twigs, and you're gonna eat like a squirrel. Is that what's happening right now? You're gonna like after...
I'm gonna turn into a squirrel. So watch out. I'm gonna eat your tomatoes
after. So like after your shift, you just go over to people's back porches and start eating stuff off of their garden.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, one of those was me. You just didn't know.
Well, anyway, we'll see if these five eating habits that you're supposed to stick with in 2017, according to this dietitian. See if they're part of your of the food that you're on right now. What's it called? 30 times 30?
Whole 30.
Whole 30.
Yeah.
All right. It's recommended by doctors and stuff?
Yeah, the two people who wrote it, they're nutritionists and all that stuff.
Okay. There's a ham sandwich in the newsroom, by the way.
Right. I'm sure Vic will eat it.
Vic, you going to eat the ham sandwich?
If you think you might need it, I'll save it for you. Just looking out for you.
I'm fine.
She's got a bowl full of egg salad with a green pepper.
It looks good. I saw it.
Well, she made it. She's good. She's good cook.
Got grapes and celery and onion and
pesto looked a little dry to me. I said something. She said she was low on oil.
Yeah, I ran out of olive oil.
Yeah, but it looked delicious.
All right. Wow, Vic getting all... pesto's a little dry.
That you knew pine nuts were in pesto. That's impressive. I make pesto. I love a good
pesto. No, I don't cook that much anymore, but I used to cook like every day.
I knew that because I heard you talk about chef's knife once. I learned to
Don't touch my chef's knife. I don't allow people to touch it. We had friends over one time. We were doing like kind of a potluck thing, and somebody touched my chef's knife and started cutting stuff. I said, "Put that down.
Step away from the knife."
Nobody uses that but me. So, all right. Well, good luck with your fast. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. Yeah. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is our text number and our talk number. And if you would like to text for Wild Card Wednesday, you want to hear any song, any artist, anything, Wild Card Wednesday, you pick it. 312-981-7200. Our first Wild Card Wednesday entry was our friend Jasmine, who requested Sam Hunt and his song House Party, and she hopes that Esmeralda likes her vegetables.
I do.
And you're not just eating vegetables.
No, I'm eating all the meats.
All the meats. So you can eat all the meats.
Except the ones with nitrates or sulfites.
Right.
Dan Chagrub's email again.
That's going to end up on the... that's going to end up on the out of context. There you go. Eating all the meats, Esmeralda. All right. So that's Wild Card Wednesday. And we're going to be talking about 5 eating habits. And I was just looking this over, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of these apply to what you're trying to do.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And we've got some texts coming in. 563 area code just says hashtag ham sandwich. It's a hashtag now, Vic. We got to make a trend.
What area code was that?
563.
Where's that?
I have no idea.
Props to 563. Yeah. I'm looking at it.
Hashtag ham sandwich. 859 area code says, don't potatoes have carbs?
Well, they're okay with potatoes because as long as you don't fry them.
No frying.
Like, no potato chips, no french fries.
Got it.
You can bake them. But because there's a lot of nutrients in them, it's an okay, but it's a thing of two, you know, don't just eat potatoes. Don't just eat every meal. No, don't eat just potatoes.
Right. Russ says, let Esmeralda know that potatoes have starch in them, which turns into sugar in your body. I could be wrong, though.
I mean, it does, but it's like it's slower, I think, because it's a complex carbohydrate.
Mm.
It's not like sugar or like bread. Where it's a simple.
Now, did you remember when I had the guy on from Australia who was going to live 1 year with just eating potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen what he looks like now?
No.
Vic,
I'm assuming he gained all the weight back.
Yeah,
no,
I remember
no. He just finished the diet.
Oh, okay.
He ate nothing but potatoes. And there's a picture of him online. He lost like a ton. Well, obviously, he just ate potatoes. But
right.
He lost, like,
and then he didn't eat them with anything, right? You just throw like maybe some salt on them.
No. He was trying, you know, cause, and of course, you know, the when I because this guy was doing about a year. It was about a year ago when I interviewed him, and at the time, The Martian was still in the movie theaters. Have you seen The Martian, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
The Martian in The Martian, because you know Matt Damon's character is just, you know, stuck on Mars. He plants. All he's got is potatoes to eat.
Right.
So he eats nothing but potatoes. So of course, when I was interviewing this guy, I must have been maybe the 15th, 20th interviewer that this guy was doing to talk about this. And he said every single interviewer, including me, asked him if he saw The Martian. Justin.
Although, you know, the Irish did quite well with potatoes.
Sure. They had to. So.
But no, that guy was, but he wasn't eating them with anything, I remember. He would, like, sometimes I eat them mashed.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
No.
But he did it. I don't know how anybody could do that.
Ugh.
224 area code is pissed at me, Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Esmeralda's trying to eat healthy and treat her body well, and all you do is mock and demean her. Why do you have to be such an ass?
Yeah.
Am I demeaning you, Esmeralda?
No.
Am I mocking you?
No.
Of course not.
Because I'll be laughing last.
Well, here's the thing. The reason why I'm doing this, first of all, it's funny. Second of all, you have a sense of humor, unlike the person in the 224 area code who sent this text in, clearly has no sense of humor. And thirdly, I would never be able to do what you're doing, which is one of the reasons why I want to find humor in it.
Well, let's hope I can.
No,
finish.
No, of course you can. No, you can. And I just admire that. And Dan is just like already getting ready for Friday. I don't know if you realize what you just said, Esmeralda, but Vic did. Look at Vic.
I don't even, you know what? I just.
I know. Just say.
Whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. So anyway, I've made the 224 area code angry, Esmeralda. So. Anyway. So enjoy your dirt and your twigs. And now the 224 area code. You bastard! How dare you!
We mock what we don't understand.
That's exactly
oh,
right.
There you go.
Hashtag ham sandwich. All right. Okay. So here's the deal, Esmeralda. I'm looking at this. 5 eating habits to stick with in 2017, according to a dietitian. And I believe you are covering them all right now.
Oh, good.
It says cook more, which you do all the time anyway, right?
Yeah, but I, because of the holidays and stuff, and with this job, I've been, you know, slacking a bit on cooking.
It is, well, it's
for my own.
No, you're right. You're absolutely. It's tough when you have this job, you know, and you know you're not married, because like you like if your spouse could make something to eat when you're trying to sleep, and then you get up and you have some food. Yeah. No. I understand.
No,
that.
I know, but you know, with V, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. What do you mean? You wouldn't trust your spouse to cook?
No,
for
I
you?
Would. He's made some stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is nice.
So V's not a good cook.
He's not. Not that he's not a good cook, mm-hmm. but
he tries.
He yeah.
Okay.
He tries, and then I do the old chin thing, like
oh yeah, a little punch on the chin. Like, oh, that's adorable.
It's like thanks.
That's
thanks,
so you buddy. So you mock and demean him.
Yeah.
Okay. It says homemade meals tend to be more healthful than the ones that you purchase because you're cooking from scratch. You know exactly what you're eating. It makes it much easier to eat a way that aligns with your health goals. You think that cooking is difficult or time consuming? It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Nail down a few basics. Assemble a small collection of condiments and seasonings that appeal to your taste buds and you're set. For inspiration, look for cookbooks and food blogs that embrace real-world cooking with short ingredient lists that emphasize fresh foods and pantry staples. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be crazy. You can make, you know, some chicken and then some veggies.
And that's it.
Yeah, make a little sauce or something. You can do that with pretty much anything.
It's true. Consider why you eat, Esmeralda.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It says, sure, you eat when you're hungry, but what are there other reasons why you eat? Boredom, stress, loneliness, anxiety? Many people use food to meet needs that food simply wasn't meant to meet. Now, that's a very important point.
Well, and also, how do you know you're hungry?
What do you mean?
Well, because sometimes I'm just, am I just bored and I think I'm hungry?
Right.
Or am I truly hungry?
Yeah.
That's actually a problem for me because I'm like, do I really? Am I just thinking, oh, well, it's time to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to eat.
It says, when you find yourself reaching for food or mindlessly browsing the contents of your refrigerator, get in the habit of asking yourself, am I hungry?
And actually, they have a good tip in the book. They say, ask yourself, would I eat steamed fish or fish and vegetables? And if you want to eat that, then yeah, you're hungry. but if you're just kind of like, I want a snack. Like, no one wants a snack of fish and vegetables.
That's good. That's really good. It says here, ask yourself, am I hungry? If the answer is no, ask yourself what you are expecting food to do for you at that moment. Usually there are better, more meaningful ways to entertain or soothe yourself. That makes sense. That's good advice. I like the steamed fish thing, though.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
No, it totally does.
If you're really hungry, then like, oh, yeah, I could go for that.
I could
but
go
if you just want a snack of like chocolate, you're like, ugh, yeah, sounds awful.
I could go for some steamed fish right now. Do you know anybody who has cravings? Does anybody wake up in the middle of the night, man, I need some steamed fish right now? I would kill for steamed fish. Because if that were the case, they'd put the burrito guys out of business. There would be steamed fish shacks on every corner. Every bar that closes at 4 o'clock, the steamed fish huts would just
steamed
be
veggies and
steamed
fish.
Veggies and fish.
The tamale guy just brings in like wrapped salmon.
Oh, how smelly would just the bar?
Oh man, you imagine the tamale guy turns into the steamed fish guy.
Oh boy,
he walks in, the bar clears out with his cooler full of steamed fish. Oh man. And here's the big one, Esmeralda. This is what you're doing. One of the many things that you're doing here on your cleanse or your fast. This is what it is. Reduce added sugars.
Oh yeah.
Is that the number one thing on this diet that you're on? Is that the main thing?
Yeah, that's
main thing?
Huge thing because you can't eat. You have to look at every single thing that you buy to check if there's sugar because there's so much hidden sugar.
Yeah.
And it could be, and even if it's fake sugar, I can't have fake sugar either.
You know what's amazing to me is when people go, I'm just going to get a bottle of orange juice. You ever get like you ever look at the amount of sugar that's in a bottle of orange juice?
I mean, that's just straight. I mean, why do you think they give it to people whose blood sugar is low?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's crazy though, the amount of sugar that's in a bottle of orange juice. You think, oh, I'm being healthy. I'm drinking orange juice. Well, you know what? Get an orange and squeeze it.
Yeah, just eat an orange.
eat an orange, right. It says added sugars are different from the natural sugars that you find in vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, and dairy products, which you've also cut out, by the way, Esmeralda, no dairy products.
Yeah, and that's more because it's kind of funky to a lot of people. And I do notice I get phlegmy when I drink milk and things. So.
Okay. Added sugars, which include white sugar or other calorie-containing sweeteners, are highly refined from their original source, and they add calories without any nutrients. Beverages are the biggest source for added sugars, followed by desserts or snack foods, but sugar is added to many prepared foods, including salad dressings and frozen meals, another reason home cooking is better. Yeah, you'd be surprised how much sugar shows up in some of these things.
Yeah, I was looking. I went to the supermarket just to see if I could find something to bring here to have dinner. And I was thinking, oh, I'll make a salad and get this prepared chicken. There's sugar in it.
Yeah.
There's because of the marinade or whatever they put it in.
Because of you mean the prepared chicken that you were going to bring? Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
Was it frozen or was it fresh?
It was.
Well, it was prepared.
It's like those ready-made.
Yeah. You just would throw it in the microwave then?
Yeah, they're already cooked.
Yeah.
And you just reheat them. But yeah, they had sugar.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's not just, it just doesn't say sugar. It can be like dextrose.
Right. It's got all the long, crazy, complicated names. Yeah. All right. Here's the other one here. Eat more plants. Yeah. You're doing that too, Esmeralda.
Yeah. My fridge looks like a jungle.
If you make one change to your diet habits in 2017, a great choice would be to eat more whole plant food, vegetables, fruit, whole grains, beans and legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices. Simply put, adopting a plant-based diet is one of the best moves you can make for your health. If you want to make your meals more nutrient-rich and reduce your risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, or other chronic diseases. So there you go. And then finally, let go of rigid rules. I'll have to explain this one, I guess, huh, Esmeralda?
That I'm not doing that.
You're not letting go of rigid rules.
Because mine are kind of rigid rules.
It says, although it's hard to go wrong with eating plenty of plants and minimizing a reliance on highly processed foods, the fact is that there's no single perfect eating plan. A nutritious diet allows for flexibility and shifts over time to suit your tastes and nutritional needs. Trying to find and follow a perfect eating plan is only an exercise in futility, but it also leads to all-or-nothing thinking. You're either perfect or you're a failure, you think. This can lead to feelings of shame, and shame is a lousy motivator for positive change.
Yeah.
Well, you're just trying this out for 30 days, right? And
yeah, this is just 30 days, and then we'll see what happens at the end.
And at the end, what you'd like to do is take from it what you will and leave behind what maybe didn't work for you.
Right.
And find out, in another reason why, is that you find out how you feel after this and knowing maybe that it was a certain food that you were eating that made you feel worse.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Mm.
Now, you've been
doing
this.
And the whole losing weight is just, it's a nice extra.
The losing weight thing, yeah. Okay. Now, the 4 days you've been on this.
No.
No.
2 days?
Because it's the fourth right now. Did you start on January 1st?
No, I started the second.
No, okay. So 2 days.
Yes.
All right. Well, not a lot is going to be happening in 2 days.
No. Although in the book, it's funny, they give like a timeline of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
And around, I think, day three to five, you if you eat a lot of sugar and like ate a lot of carbs, you just are a cranky, cranky person.
Uh-oh.
Because you're kind of going through detox. You're going through withdrawals.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah.
Although I'm fine. I don't eat that much sugar and
stuff. The thing is, before you did this, it wasn't like you ate crap. Do you know what I mean? Like, you avoided, every once in a while you'd probably have something that wasn't all that great for you.
Yeah. I'm more like potato chips, salty foods. The sweets are, because it was the holidays, I was eating a lot more sweets.
Sure, of course.
But not that many. But yeah, I was chowing down.
Yeah, I don't see you detoxing so bad that you're going to be incredibly angry and mean, because before you started this, you didn't strike me as a person who ate a bunch of junk and just a bunch of crap. I do,
but it's like fried chicken.
Yeah.
And bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, oh boy, I love bacon.
Like a cheeseburger.
All right. Well, you can have one of those every once in a while after you're done with this, right?
Well, no, I can eat a cheeseburger. It just has to have no cheese.
Well, then how are you going to...
No bun.
You can't eat a cheeseburger if there's no cheese. It's just a burger.
I can't eat dairy. No dairy.
Now, can you get like a fake cheese that's not dairy?
No, because it's probably soy.
It's probably soy. You're not going to have soy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
So no cheese at all.
All right. All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Let's see. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I got a few more texts here. And we'll talk about that. And then we're going to talk about, if you want to feel old, get ready to feel old. Because I'm going to talk about some things that, 25 things that turn 25 this year. We'll get to that coming up. D-Wade versus LeBron James. Tonight, the Bulls are heading to Cleveland for a clash with the Cavs tonight at 7 on WGN TV Sports. It is a sad fact. Nursing home negligence is a serious problem. Neglect of elderly residents happens when nursing homes are understaffed. Nursing home negligence includes medication errors, malnutrition, dehydration, falls, pressure sores, failing to follow doctor's orders. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that turning the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or professional caregiver is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Protect your loved ones. Call Conasec & Dillon at the law offices of Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655.
It's back. Your fastest way in to see the Blackhawks play this season is by winning the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing Blackhawks Ticket Giveaway. Listen to the Blackhawks on 720 WGN. Find out the giveaway times. Call in to win with Steve Cochran and Ro Khan. It's the season for free Blackhawks tickets from Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
My name is Anita, and I'm a former frowner. When my daughter got married, I was afraid to smile in our family photos. I was embarrassed by my bad teeth. So I got dental implants from Eon Clinics. I just called 844-365-SMILE. And their board-certified specialists gave me the confidence to smile and improve my health. Plus, Eon Clinics' cutting-edge technology is all under one roof. If you're like I was, call 844-365-SMILE and start smiling today.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com to search their inventory. VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh sugar, sugar,
Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday. Your requests. Any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in now. Jay requested Sugar Sugar by the Archies and dedicates it to Esmeralda's Whole 30 Challenge.
Wonderful.
Isn't that fantastic? All righty then. Real quick, we can wrap this up. I got some texts that came in. 815 area code says, it's unfortunate because everyone is confusing and mixing every diet plan in the world to find fault in Esmeralda's diet. Everyone becomes a registered dietitian this time of year.
Right.
Yeah. Jerry says, my uncle has a phrase, you live to eat and you eat to live, which is a good thing to follow.
Yeah, no, I follow that. Just not right now because I feel cruddy. So.
Carlton of DeKalb says, here's a tip I learned. Plan out your healthy three meals every day. Drink at least a gallon of water between meals, and good luck.
I planned this whole week, and then I realized halfway through I have so much leftovers that I'm kind of scrapping for like the next 2 days because I have so much leftovers to eat now.
Okay.
So I'm making all my food.
Do you drink a gallon of water a day?
No. That's a lot of water.
Gallon is a lot.
It's a bit much.
It is. I mean, I drink a lot of water. That's
yeah,
all I.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to drink a lot, but
I just don't. I don't drink. I really don't drink anything else. I drink milk when I have a meal, and I got like a bottle of cranberry juice in my fridge, and I drink cranberry juice, and then outside of that, nothing but water. And I always have. I have a bottle of water next to my bed. Like when I'm sleeping, I got a bottle of water on the nightstand. I got a bottle of water on my coffee table when I'm watching TV. There's a bottle of water there all the time. And I drink water. I can't tell you. How many times do you see me walk up and down the hallway here at work refilling my water, Esmeralda?
A lot.
Yeah. Like every break.
So maybe you do drink a gallon.
I don't know. Maybe I do. I'm not really sure. But it's we have a break in about 3 minutes. And as soon as I go to that break, I'm going to the water and filling up my filling up my cup. So, yeah. Let's see. 773 area code says, Juul is now offering fresh squeezed orange juice without all that sugar. Well, that's the way to go.
Well.
You know.
That what?
Fresh squeezed.
Right, but it still has sugar.
It's an orange.
Right, but you're not getting. See, that's kind of the problem with doing juice, because you don't get the fiber.
Mm.
You're not chewing. You know, this stuff.
Right.
So you're kind of just still, you're still drinking straight up sugar.
Yeah, but at least there's not sugar added.
That's true.
Because the stuff that you get, like the, you know, in the bottle, and the that stuff is loaded with sugar, added sugar.
Right.
Like at home. I just mentioned I have a bottle of cranberry juice in my fridge, probably loaded with sugar.
Have you tried to get the cranberry juice that's real, real cranberry juice?
Yeah, and it's separated and stuff? It's bitter.
Well, it's not separated.
It is. You got to shake it up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But it's just cranberry juice.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that. I love cranberry juice.
It's quite nice in soda water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to kind of dilute it.
Yeah, you can't drink that.
Because that
straight stuff
is like, oh! Like you take a taste of it, you're like, well, that's what cranberries are supposed to taste like. Not that pleasant, sugary stuff that I've been drinking. And then finally, 815 says, I always think of Jack LaLanne's advice when it comes to eating. He said, if it doesn't grow in the ground, I don't eat it.
Do pigs grow from the ground?
They eat stuff from the ground.
That's close enough.
Jack LaLanne. That guy was the king. You know who Jack LaLanne was, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, he did all the... Okay. He's like 90 years old doing sit-ups and...
Right, and like pulling cars with his teeth.
Right.
You remember when he's like...
Goodness.
Like pulling a boat behind him while he's swimming?
Wait, doesn't he have the juicer?
Oh, yeah, the Jack LaLanne juicer. And yeah. You know what his wife's name was? She also was a fitness freak.
Laura?
No. Elaine LaLanne.
Oh. Goodness.
No, but Jack LaLanne was awesome, man. That guy was the king.
He wore, like, speed suits.
Oh, yeah. No. He wore, like, the tight, like, one-piece speed suit thing.
He's got no time for separates.
Yeah, he was the best, man. That guy was great. He was great. So, anyway. Well, kudos to you. And the reason why I mock you and the reason why I demean you is because I could never do what you're doing, Esmeralda, and you know that.
Oh, well, thanks.
So, all right. Well, we'll keep track of what's happening with Esmeralda. When she starts getting really grumpy by Friday, then we'll know. All right, we got a break here for the news. When we come back, we're all going to start feeling old because I'm going to talk about 25 things that turned 25 this year.